the bottom of Nangimol on the base. Ki osur of Dini. Amr of Yochanan Mishum Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. Yalda, these are all halachas that we mentioned before that Rav Dimi explained Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, so now we're going to say some other things. Yalda Pchusa Mitefach. Chayeves Ba'orla. Kol Shno Seho. You have a tree that you planted and it never becomes bigger than a tefach, even when it's mature. One of these, what are they called, Japanese trees. They never become more than, never grow higher than a tefach. So it looks like it's orla. So it's osur. The Rabbanan made it as if it's orla, its whole entire existence. The mechazia kvashasa, because it looks like a year old tree. V'hani mile shtayim kineged shtayim, v'achas yotzei zonav. That's only if it's a real, what's it called, looks like a kerem, a minimal kerem, two against two, and one in the back. Of a kule kerem kolisli. If it's a real kerem, and a minimal kerem of a big kerem is three rows of three trees, so then what's it called, it has a kol, and everybody knows that this is an unusual kind of a tree, and therefore it's not orla midrabanon after the 3 years. Ki osur of Dimi Om Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Neis Tofes Arba Amos L'Kriyashma, that within you're not allowed to read Kriyashma in the presence of a mace, because Loeg L'Rosh, you're mocking him, he can't do it and you can. So within Arba Amos of the mace you can't read Kriyashma. Tichsiv Loeg L'Rosh Cheref Oseihu. Om Rav Yitzchak Om Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Chorgoso Hagedela Bin Ho'achim Asura L'Nosi La'achim. You have a stepsister who grows up amongst the brothers. She's just an adopted girl who grows up amongst, what's it called, others, the man was married to two different women, and he had a daughter from one, or not a daughter from one, she had a daughter from somebody else, and that daughter grew up with his sons. She's not related to them at all, right? But she looks like their sister, so she's not allowed to marry one of the brothers. She looks like the sister. The Lohi, and it's not true. That's not the halacha. Kola Isle Lamilsa. Everybody knows that she's adopted. In a situation where people adopted in a girl and they got married in the end. The boy and the girl who grew up together adopted. Remember the wedding invitation. So and so invite you to the wedding of their children. So and so to so and so. Vomer of Yitzchak, Omer of Yochanan, Mishum of Elezer ben Yaakov, Leket Shichu Peya, Shoason Begorin. Hukful Meiser. Right? If an Oni gets Leket Shichum Peya, so he doesn't have to take Meiser from it, but if he takes it in the field, we'll see, and he makes a pile of it, it looks like he harvested that. It doesn't look like Leket Shichum Peya, and therefore he has to take off Meiser Midrabonim. Omer Ula Lo Amrin Ela Besod. That's only if he made a pile in the field. Avo Be'ir Kol Esle. But if he did it in the city, in his house, then everybody knows that he brought home Leket Shichum Peya, and Yishtam made a pile, he does not think of Meiser. V'om Rav Yitzchak, Om Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, Yaldo Hapchusa Mitefach, Eina Mekadeshes Es Azroim. If you have a, what's it called, a plant that's less than a tefach, so, what's it called, a kerem, that's less than a tefach high, and the halacha is that this sheet holds that min haTorah, the only thing that's osur kilaya kerem is loof and canvas. If you plant that together with a kerem, it's kilaya kerem. But a other, what's it called, grain, is only osur with the rabbanon. So since it's only osur with the rabbanon, so if it's, what's it called, the kerem is not choshuv, it's less than a tefach high, then it doesn't become kilaya kerem. Okay. It's only if it's a minimal kerem, two against two and one in the back. But if it's a real kerem, meaning three rows of three trees at least, then what's it called? It is also mit rabbanon as kilaya kerem. See Rashi, so here. Pchusa mitefach, shehi shofel koma. It's very low. Below tigbe la olam a tefach, it'll never grow more than a tefach. Kol shnoseh midrabanan. So it's asur ba'orla all of its existence midrabanan. Kol ayomim orla nohegesba the mischazia kibashasa, because it looks like it's a young plant. It looks like it's within the 3 years. V'haroa she'ochlim peroseh omer she'peros orla mutarim. Somebody sees you eating the fruit from that tree or that bush, I'm going to think that orla is mutar. Kol ha'islay hakol omrim kerem yesh leploni mishulim mikol akramim. But if it's a full-size kerem, then everybody knows this kerem is unusual, and therefore they know that it's not orla. The yodim shehu kena lahachi not shtayim to sover la kamanda umbra meseches brachos kerem revites nan she'ein orla no heges binatia achas ela be kerem sholim. Right, that you need kerem revai. Even the Mandi Omro says kerem revai. It only holds that you're not chayev in netta revai, not for other plants, other fruit trees. But you're not even chayiv on a grape if it's not a kerem. It has to be kerem revai. And therefore you need at least a minimal two against two and one coming out from the back. L'kriyashmasha also likros bi'arba amoso mishum loig l'rosh shezeh kori v'zeh inu yochol likros. Now if you stay within four amos of a, what's it called, of a maze, you can't say kriyashma. Chorgoso bas ishto. Somebody adopted his wife's daughter, and she grew up amongst his sons. She godla bein ho'achim bin mei habal meisha cheres. Right, the sons of a different wife. So she's only she's not really a sister to these boys at all. Still, she can't get married to one of them because she looks like a sister. The mischazia kiachsayu nisha eno makir ba. Somebody doesn't know the family history. The roosa she godla etzlo meikasover shehi achoso. The omer she knows achoso. People think that he's marrying a sister. Leket shikhu peyosha son ha'oni gorin shikinis harbe ke'echot v'asim en kri. He got a lot of leket shikhu and he made a pile of it like you do normally in the field before you take off trumas and maestras. Hukvala maestra mit rabbonin demand dechazi sover shigodl b'sodeh. It looks like he's the one who harvested these things and it's his field. It's not leket shikhu peya that he took. V'honi mila b'sod, if he does this in the field. Right, because then people think, they don't know that he gathered this little by little. They think that he grew it in the field and made a pile. But in the city, everybody sees that he brought a little bit home until he made a pile out of it. And therefore they don't think that he grew these things and he's making a pile now and it's chayiv and meiser. And therefore, what's it called? He's potter. V'yodim shehen shel leket shichu peya u'potter min ha'meiser. How do you know leket shichu peya is potter from meiser? K'netanya b'sifri u'bo ha'levi ki ein lo chelik v'nach limach. What, you have to take meiser and give to the levi something the levi doesn't have a share in, right? B'dover she'ein lo bo chelik v'nach lo imach ha'bo v'not l'meiser rishon shelo yotza leket shichu peya she'esh lo chelik v'nach limach. The levi, if he's poor, could also take leket shichem peya. Shaflaniim levim heim mufkarim kesharani Yisrael. So anything the levi has a portion in anyway, he doesn't get meiser from. Ena mekadeshes es hazroim mishum kilei akerem d'chsiv v'hu tikta malei hazera. It doesn't become osur, right, if you plant grain near a kerem that is less than a tefach high. It's not choshev enough. The nearly the kesover kedamrim benachos canvas the loof osra Torah shar zroi midrabonan inu. This man the armor holds that only canvas and loof are osra min hatorah legabi kilaya kerem. Uvechi high kerem logos rabonan ashar zroi. But in a very small, insignificant kerem, they didn't osra midrabonan. Avokula kerem, but if it's a real kerem, not just two against two and one coming out, but a kerem of three rows of three trees, godel shehi shefelas koma hoel v'chashiva gozer leil. But even if it's a real kerem, and even if the plants are less than a tefach, still they were gozer, and it's also with the rabbanan. Please go on. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Neis topes arba amos l'tuma. Right, if you're within arba amos of a mace, you're tamei. The rabbanan, the tanaton, and a coin's not allowed to go within arba amos of a mace. The tanaton, eh? Chotzer hakevron. We have that. We see it from this mishnah. Chotzer hakevron haomed besocha tohar. The person standing in, they used to have caves where they buried people, and at the mouth of the cave they had a chotzer. So that chotzer, since there are mechitzes that separate between the chotzer and the cave, so there, even if it's within arba amos, you don't become tamei. So if you're standing there, you're tahor. V'hu shiyu ba arba amos, that's as long as the chotzer is a chosh of a place of at least arba amos. Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel omrim arba tfachim. It only has to be arba tfachim to be considered a makom chashuv, not bottled to the caves. If it's less than four tfachim, according to Beis Hillel, or four amos, according to Beis Shammai, then it's bottled to the caves, to the burial place, and you become tamei midorabonon if you're standing in the chotzer. But if the chotzer is a chashuva place, at least four tfachim, according to Beis Hillel, four amos, according to Beis Shammai, right? And since, even if you're within four amos of the caves, since there's a mechitza that separates between the chotzer and the caves, you don't become tamei. That's only where the Pesach to the caves is above. So it's impossible to go into the caves without becoming tameh, because you're mahil on the mason. But if the entrance to the cave is on the side, divri hakol arba amos, then everybody holds that, what's it called, arba amos, klapi laya. What does that mean? Adarabba, minatzad, midrid, the nothic, milmala efshad lomail, right? You have to learn it like this. When do we say that you don't become tamei? If you're in the chotzer and you need arba amos or arba tvachim, that's what's it called when the Pesach is on the side of the cave. Aval pischa milmala, if the Pesach is above the cave, arba amos, what's it called, milmala, arba amos. Then everybody holds that you need arba amos. Arba tvachim is not enough, because then we're afraid that you're going to end up entering the cave and you'll vade become tummy. Mashenkin, if the Pesach is on the side, you're not going to vade become tummy if you enter the cave. V'honi mile chotzer akever, the mesayim mechitza, that's only where you have a chotzer that's separated from the caves with a wall of the cave. Avol meis bi'alma tofis, but if you're stam within four amos of a meis, and there's no mechitzas between you and the meis, then you're tamei within arba amos. Okay, let's see Rashi. Meis tofis arba amos l'tuma, chachomim gozru sheha meis metamei kol anichnus bi'arba amos. Anybody who's within arba amos of a meis becomes tamei. Today, even though you weren't mahil on the meis, you didn't touch him, you weren't an ohel with him, so you're just within arba amos of the meis, you're tamei. And min rabbanon. In order they shouldn't be bringing taharos close to a mace and end up touching it or being under the ohel. We're afraid if you're so close, you put your hand out and you'll put it over the mace and the taharos will be under your hand and you'll be, what's it called, making an ohel and the taharos will become tameh. So anywhere within four amos of the mace, you're tameh. So you stay out of that area. The Tana Tone, the Chen Tani Tana Didon, the Mishnah Hanishnis Beinenu Beves HaMedrash, the Seder Taros. We can learn the same halacha from a Mishnah. Chetz Chatzar HaKever, Shalifnei HaMa'ora, Kida Omar Seder Binyan HaKvoros, what's it called, Bava Basra, and Bava Basra explains how they used to bury dead in the caves. Sha'osin Ma'oros Gedolo Shoshesh Alshesh, they made a Ma'ora of six Amos by six Amos. The chofer bekoslecha saviv kuchin aruchos kamidas hameis, the tusvul the tochot, they bury them in holes in the cave, right, that are the length is what's it called, the length of a mace, and then they separate them one next to the other. The hamaora mekora betikra vekisui, and the cave is a cave with a roof over it. And it has a wall around it. And they make a, what's it called, an area before the cave, that's called the chotzer. And that's where people gather before they go into the, like a mausoleum. So it's not a mausoleum, it's in the ground. The oso guma hu chotzer akever. That area, recessed area in front of the cave is called the chotzer akever. So omid b'sochel tor. If you're in the chotzer akever, you're tor. Kol makom shu omid ba tor. Dekiven de ma'ora chaluka himenu umichitzoseha mikoro. Since the cave is separated from the chotzer with walls, the walls of the cave. Lo gozer rabbanim b'mesim shibesocha shiitvus dalar amas v'yoseha litzara ma'ora. Therefore, they didn't make a gzera that the mace is tofes arba amos, and if you're within arba amos of the cave or the mace, that you're tame, because it's obvious you're standing away from the where the mace is, because there's a mechitza between you. Dechigozer rabbanon arba amos v'mace hamutul ba'avir. Kagon the mala etzel gaga ma'ora kedei laharchik esa odem elahail ala tuma avokan yesheker. That's only where the mace is exposed on all sides. But if there's a mechitza between you and the mace, like over here, then they weren't gozer that if you're within arba amos of the mace, that you're tamei. V'hu sheyesh ba arba amos. Beishamai says the chotzer, in order not to be bottled to the cave, has to have at least arba amos. Hu dechashiva mokum le'asra. Then it's considered a place by itself, and it's not bottled to the cave, and therefore, since there's a mechitza, the rabbanon goes to tumah, even though you're within arba amos. Now, the chotzer itself is arba amos, but you could be standing right next to the cave, right? So closer to arba amos than the mace, but the chotzer itself is an entire area of arba amos. It's chashuv, it's not bottled to the cave. Of a pachos mikan, bottle eitzel ha-ma'ora. But if it's less than arba amos, then the chotzer is bottled to the ma'ora. If you're standing in the chotzer, it's like you're standing in the ma'ora and you're tamei. V'lo chashiva l'mehevi mokum li'atzma. V'eshilol omrim arba tfachim. In order for the chotzer to be considered an important place, it only has to have four tfachim total. Havi mokum chashu b'chol duchta. Four tfachim is also considered a mokum. Gabi Shabbos and other things. V'medvorim amurim v'eshilol omrulei. Kishapischa shall hatzad l'mala. She'en lo kinesis madron b'maylos min hatzad. That's only where, what's it called, where the opening to the cave is above. You can't get in from the side. Ela kishiyordim la kofzim la, you jump up, climb up, kishiyordim mitocha metapis va'ola, and you climb into the cave from above. Well, the common parach ipcha mistabra. That's when you need, what's it called, arba amos. That's when it should be, what's it called, that you don't need it. Klapi laya, keneged efo, right, hofachta dvarecho. Laya means efo, where. Klape means towards where. Kedor brachos kagne laya. Right, kadim shvurim lehochim. Says that Rebbe Yossi, or Rebbe Sheshes, was blind. What's it called? Went to see the melech. So somebody taunted him and said, what's it called? The regular kalim go to be filled in the brook. Where do the broken ones go? Meaning, when are you coming to see the king? You're blind. So he answered him. So kagne laya means, what's it called? Towards where? Ipcha mistabra, it's just the opposite. Min hatzad kisha osi lechotzer madron lotzeis derech tzdodim ikla meimer kivan dlogo rabbonin arba amos mechitzas nikoros sogi lahai chotzer barba tvachim. Where the entrance is on the side, there it makes more sense to say you don't need a big chotzer to be bottled, to be separated. Even a small chotzer is separated, because even if you go into the cave, it's not for sure you're going to become tamei. Right, vahomei bohari zator, she'en lonu bamelitamo. Deino tzorich letapis v'lalo sheyifshol zro'oso v'yayel ukenof of achol ha-pesach. Because if you go into the cave, you're not going to become tamei immediately, right? Because you could go in from the side. Dechi nothik mi'idodi v'nothik. Nishma v'nimshech lo min ha-pesach shel ha-ma'ora letzad pesach shel chotzer v'yotzei lo. Milmalo i'efshol lo ma'il. But if the entrance to the cave is above, it's impossible you shouldn't become tamei, because as soon as you go above the nation, you're going to become tamei because of oil. Given the eno ella arba tvachin, I efshalo lifrosh kenof of latapes valalos, ella in king mile al chol pesach. If the chotzer is so small, the only way you're going to get into that cave is by jumping up onto the top. You're going to become tamei right away. So there it's more mistaber that what's it called, you don't need, it's more mistaber, you need arba amos to, of a chotzer than arba tvachin. Now we're going to explain where we see from this Mishnah that Stam Meis is Tofes Arba Amos L'tuma. Since it had to tell me that if you're in a Chotzer of a Beis HaKvaros, even though you're within Arba Amos of the Mason, you're Tohar, because there's a Mechitza that separates Shma Mino Honey Mile Chotzer HaKever the Mesayma Mechitzosa the ma'ara lechudei or the chotzer lechudei v'yesh heker v'dover avol neish bi'alma ha'mutl ba'avir modu be'shilu de tofes arba amos. But a stama neish where there's no mechitzas, right, you're stam exposed to the neish within arba amos, everybody agrees that you become tamei. Umid itzrich lebistei omid tocho tor de'i bi'alma lo gozer lo mali lashmin en hocha de tor. If it's never your tamei, why over here do you have to tamei? Must be only in this specific case where there's a cave with mechitzas. If you're within Arba Amos, you're Tahar. But if what's it called in a place where there's no mechitzas, you're tummy. Okay, let's go on a little bit more. Mi ha'ish eras isha, right? Ton rabbanan asher eras echad ma'aris es absula ve'echad ma'aris es almana ve'echad shomeres yavan va'filu chamisha achin umes echad ne'abemuchama kulam chosrin. Okay, the fact is what's it called, Asher Iras Isha. It doesn't make a difference if she's a Besula, an Almana, or even if the brother died and she's Shomeris Yava. So it's like Erusin, right? And even if it's five brothers, that any one of them could make Ibum. So all of them are part of from the war. All of them go back. Lo Lokach, Velo Lekacha. It says Velo Lekacha. Could have said Lo Lokach. Prat La Almana Lekoin Gadol. And Almana the Kohen Gadol, or something similar to that, right? Since he's not allowed to be konis or to live with her, so he doesn't go. He's not choser meorche mulchama. Grush of a chalutz of the Kohen Hedyet, or a grush of a chalutz of the Kohen Hedyet, was an iser lav to marry them. Mamzeres and nesin li Yisrael, bas Yisrael a mamzel nesin, right? So the Mishnah says lema the look of Yosei Aglili, di Rav Yosei Aglili ha Amar hayori v'rach levav zah misyorim yaver shabiyado. Lechora, what do you need a special pasuk to tell me that if the marriage is prohibited, right, then she, what's it called, you're not chozer, forget about this limud. He's masi, he did something osir. He's over an iser, what's it called, an iser deraisa by marrying this woman, and therefore, what's it called, he should go back because he's yori verach levav, because he has averus. Where says, no, afilu tame Rav Yosei Aglili, to the rabba, to omer rabba la olam enu chayiv atchi yivav. The Gemara could have said he did tshuva, right? But Maisit says, what's it called? The other teretz is that you're not over the isser of marrying any of these people until you actually live with them. But just marrying them, Harayat Mekudeshesli, is not the isser. So he didn't do any isser by marrying them, and he didn't yet live with them. So therefore, he wasn't over any isser that he has to go back because of the isser. My time, how do you know that? Lo yikach mishum lo yichalel. Mishum hachi enu loke atchiyivol. The whole isur lo yikach over here doesn't mean to marry. It means not to live with them, so you're not mechalal your kahuna. So therefore the yikach over here doesn't mean to marry, it means to live with, to have relations with. Rashi. Vafilu hi lo shomeres yavam shlo kidsha. Who? Ela mikoach ochiv ba'alo. He didn't make any erusin, but it's automatic. When his brother died, automatically she's tied to him. Lekacha midlo ksiv lokach miutahu. Lemute lekichas iser. Lekacha, but not where you married her be'iser. Kidarabba, the omer ain avera bekedushin at sheivo. The avera is not marrying. The avera is living with her. Sheyavi zaro o esha ishali dechilo. Because then he's going to either make mechal the woman by living with her, having bia with her, he makes her pasul to a kohen, and his children become chalolim. So then it says lo yichalel, lo yikach, velo yichalel, the kicha that can create chilul, that's only bia, not marrying her by harayt mekudeshesli. Umamzeres nesina ain avera bikedushin, the lo ksibe lo yikach by mamzeres nesina never said lo yikach, right? Ela lo yavo bikal Hashem. Yavo means bia. Lo sischate. Aval amona ksiba lo yikach. The ki, by amona the Kohen Gadol says lo yikach. Hainu kedushin. The itchduch the rabba the lo tema mi kedusheho avad le iser. And therefore rabba comes and tells me, no, over here the lo yikach doesn't mean what it does normally to marry. It means to live with, to have relations with. Because since it puts lo yikach together with lo yichalel, it means to have relations. Therefore, when he married her, he wasn't over any isser, so he doesn't go back because he was over an isser. He goes back only because of this miut that it has to be a marriage of heter, but not a marriage of isser. Not a marriage that's gonna, you're not allowed to take her. It'll be usser to consummate the marriage.
Mem dalet omer aleph, the two dots, Tanurabonan. Asher eras, echad ma'aris is apsula, ve'echad ma'aris is almona. The echad shomeres yavon v'afilu chamisha achin. Would you learn this already? Yeah, we get till the next two dots. Tana rabbanan, next tana rabbanan. Asher bono, asher nota, asher eras. Torah gives an order
that the first they speak about people who built a house, then a person who planted a vineyard, then a person who got married. Limda Torah derech eretz. Sheyivne adam bayis v'yita kerem v'yachrach isa isha. The person should first build a house, then plant a vineyard, say a parnasa, and then get married. V'af shlomo amr b'chachmaso hachein b'chutz melachtecha v'asida basada leich acher u'boniso b'secha. After you build your house, hachein b'chutz melachtecha, then go and get a parnasa. Ze bayis v'asida basada leich ze kerem kerem, then plant a vineyard. Acher boniso besecha zu isha, and after that build your house, meaning get married. See Rashi. Ha'asida besod aloch the nitzva besod the malach dechole loch. Make sure you have a parnosa, you have a field that you can make a parnosa from. Okay. Dover acher, hachin b'chutz melachtecha, zu mikra. First, what's it called? Learn Tanakh. V'yatsida besoda leich, ze mishnah. After that comes mishnah. Acher bonisa besecha, zu gemara. And then build your house on the mikra and mishnah. You'll build from that the gemara of understanding what the mishnayos are all about. First you have to learn Tanakh, then learn mishnah, then learn gemara. Dover acher. Hachin b'chutz melachtecha ze mikro mishnah, right? The hachana is mikro and mishnah. That's the foundation. The asida besod aleich ze gemara. After that, you can build on that foundation, the gemara, which is understanding the ideas behind the mishnayos. And then ubaniso besecha elu maisim tovim. Then the goal of all of that is build your house, meaning do maisim tovim. Rabbi Lezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Hachachutz Malachtecha is a Mikra Mishnah Gemara. Right, the foundation is Mikra Mishnah Gemara. Without that, you don't have a foundation Bechlau. The Asidah Besod Aleich Elu Maisim Tovim. Then comes Maisim Tovim. Then Ubanis Eser Dro Kabel Schar. And after that, Drosh V'Kabel Schar, some learn means teach other people. Okay, to Rashi. Gemara lo se svara lahavim betamei hamishna. Gemara is understanding the reasons for the mishnayos and their qualifications and where they apply and where they don't. The halacha k'divrei mi and who the halacha is like. Okay, let's go on. The elu she'enam chozim habone beishar. These don't go back. Person who builds a beishar. Tane im hosip bodimus echot chozer. One of the cases is where he rebuilds his house exactly to the specifications that he made the first one. Then he doesn't go back. But if he added even one row of bricks more than the original one, it's not the exact same specifications, then he does go back. Rabbi Lezer Omer, af habone bayis livonim b'shorin lo hayachoser. Tanim et neshim echad shino so pamayim b'shavua. If you build a brick house in the Sharon, it has to be rebuilt 2 times in 7 years, falls down. So it's not a dover shel kayom, and therefore you don't go back. The elu she'ein zozim im koman, bona bayis chodesh v'chanochom. These people don't go back and say and buy the supplies that the soldiers need. That's the people, the first three. These three don't go out to war b'chlau. Tomer rabbonon, isha chadosha. It says the person takes a new wife, this week's sedra. He's knocky 1 year, first year, shona rishona, he doesn't go to the army bechlal, nothing, doesn't leave his house even. Right, to go, doesn't have to go and then come back, and then stay to supply. He doesn't do anything. Ein li ela isha chadosha. I might think it's only if you marry a new wife, almona, grusha, menayim. What if you marry an almona or a grusha? She's not new per se, no, she's not a basula, but she's new to you. Talmud lomar isha mikomakom. In Cain, my Talmud Lomer Isha Chadasha. So why does it say Chadasha? Misha Chadasha Lo. She has to be new to him. He also Mazda Grushoso Shein Chadasha Lo. But if you remarry your divorcee, then you don't go. You know, you don't have this halacha. Tomer Rabbana Lo Yetsi Batsova. Yochel Batsova Hud Lo Yetsi. Avo Yaspik Mayim Mozon V'Yisakin Adrachim. I might think he doesn't go into battle, but he's still there to supply the war effort, like the other ones who go back. Tamad Lomar, Velo Yavar, Lov, Lechol Dovar. Nothing. Yochol shani marba af habone bayis velo chanocho, not a kerem velo chilalo, eras isha velo lekocha. I might think that the same thing applies to the people who got engaged and didn't get married, or built a house and wasn't mechanechet. This is talking about the people who finished already, but they're in the first year. How about the people who didn't finish yet? Talmud lomer olav, olavi atomaver, aval atomaver lacherim. So therefore, what's it called? This halacha doesn't apply to the first group. The first group goes into battle, goes home, and doesn't go home completely, and stays there to supply the supplies. Meacher the cost of lo yaver lo yetsi b'tzava lomeli. Right? It says lo yaver lechov davar. Why does that have to say lo yetsi b'tzava? He doesn't do anything. Doesn't leave his house. So why does it say lo yetsi b'tzava? Laver olo b'shnei lavim. That if he does go, he's over two lavim, one lo yavar and one lo yetze. Imhosif odimos echad shura shel avonim o begova o beovi. If you add it either to the height or to the thickness of the house, sulo havi amechono the korin bechodesh, then it's not considered rebuilding the house. It's considered a new thing, and then you do go back. B'shavua b'shmita, twice in 7 years the houses used to fall down if they built them from bricks in the Sharon. Ein li alechadosha besula, a real new wife, meaning a besula. Amona grusha me'acher v'nosazeh, right? If he married somebody else's almona or somebody else's grusha, kolav b'bayis chodesh v'lo chanocho yehi kazeh she'enoki min hakol. I might think that even somebody who built the house and wasn't mechanechet, who goes back, should be free from everything. Talmud Lomar, no. That only the person who built the house and is in the first year, he's naki from everything. Person who built the house and wasn't mechanechit goes back, but he has to stay there to supply the war supplies. Mishnah. The Yosva Ashot Medaber La'om, Rabbi Akiva Omer Hayori Varach Halevav Kemashmo. Right? The last thing they say is, whoever's afraid, go home. So Rabbi Akiva learns it means Kipshuto, reflect. Sheino Yochol Amo Bekishra Mechoma, the Liros Cherev Shlufa. He's afraid to go into battle. He's afraid to see swords drawn. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer Hayori Varach Halevav Zu Amisyori Min Aveiros Shebiyado. He's talking about a person who's afraid of Aveiros that he has, that because of that he may be killed. Lefichot Tolsolo Atorah Es Kol Elu Sheyazur Biglolan. And that's why the Torah said the other ones go back to hide the fact that somebody goes back because he's afraid of Aveiros, not to embarrass him. So somebody will say he's going back because he built a house or he married a woman or whatever. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Almona Lekoin, Gadol Grusha V'Chalutz Lekoin, Hedyet, Mamzeres Nesin Ali Yisrael, Bas Yisrael Mamzel Nesin, Harihu Hayori V'Rach Levav. The Gemara is going to discuss what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He also says a person has Averis, he married somebody that is Osir, he goes back because he's afraid that maybe because of the Avera he did he's going to be killed. Right? After they finish this whole process, so then they appoint Sorei Tzava, they appoint leaders, generals, and they also appoint people to be in the back, the rear of the army. Why? V'akevo shel am, amidim zokvin lifneihem v'acherim yachoreihem. They have people to ensure the people don't run away from the battle. And the people who are there have, knives in their hand that if somebody runs away, they can cut off their legs. Gemara is going to ask, it should be just the opposite. The beginning of running away is the defeat. No, the beginning of defeat is running away. Shenemar, gam nos Yisrael lifnei plishtim, v'gam magefa gedola hoysa ba'am, ulahalanu omer vayanusu anshe Yisrael lifnei plishtim vayiplu chalolim. So you see that the beginning of the defeat was when they began to run away. See Rashi. The yosvu ashotrim al divrei hakohen. They add the Divrei HaKohen, now the Shokrim speak. The Kishrei, Shemishkashrim, Lamel, Tzfufim, Shlo Yafridim, Oyveihem. They make a line of battle. That's how they used to fight, right? And that way the enemy can't go through them, so he's afraid to stand there in that line.
Lefichach shahar yore zu hayorim yaveros, right? Tola hatora bona venota the iris lazar beglovan kdei sheyitle bekach achzora v'lo yizbayish lomar meaveros shemiyodahu yore v'cholzeh.
Therefore, the Torah said all these other ones who go back to cover up the one who's going back because he's afraid of his averus, that he shouldn't be embarrassed that he has averus, shouldn't be embarrassed publicly. And that way he can always say, there were people can say he's going back because he had one of these other three things.
Rabbi Yossi Omer Bigmar Meforish for my pligi ad Rabbi Yossi Aglili.
The Gemara doesn't explain what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Both of them say that it doesn't mean literally somebody who's afraid. It also means somebody who's afraid of his averus. So what difference does it make what averus?
Uvekovo shel am, besofo shel am, at the back, at the rear of the army.
Sha'omdim shel yazu achronim lachareim lanus, that the people shouldn't begin to retreat.
Ma'amidim zekithim lefneihem, barosh shel tzara milchoma, ma'amidim b'nei odam giborim, mimunim lekach, shem yipol echod min ha'milchomim, yamideu v'yazikifuhu, v'yagbiru esanshi atzova b'divrehem.
Right, you put people in the front, so if somebody gets wounded or whatever, they're able to be mechazik them.
And acherim anoshim acherim yachareim, and people at the rear of the army, right? Kshilim shel barzel biyadehem, lishmor shelo yanusu,
and they have different kinds of kalim. What does it say in the English? Kshilim, whatever it is, some kind of what's it called of iron clay,
axes, iron axes.
Axes, okay. To
shackles
or axes. Okay, what is it? So axes sounds better because it says what's it called? Ke'ein chitzin. They're like arrows. Shikorin vorish, whatever. In any case, whatever it is, they can cut somebody's legs off with them.
Shetchilas nefila nisa nefila bigmara parach ipchem miboyale. Should have said just the opposite. Not the beginning of retreat is defeat, but the beginning of defeat is retreat. Miboyale shanisa hu tchila sanefila. Hamed dvarim amurim dechozer min amarocha v'yesha inam zaz mekomam. Are we there yet? Hamed dvarim amurim b'mulchemes harishus.
All these halachic people going out of the battle is only a mulchemes harishus. Av mulchemes mitzvah hakol yotzim. Mulchemes mitzvah, and we'll see the Gemara's going to discuss what's a mulchemes mitzvah. Everybody goes into battle. Afilu chosin mechedro v'kala mechuposa. Even a chosin, a kala, the first year, even out of the right after the yichud room, they go out and what's it called and fight.
Omer Yehuda medvarim amurim b'mulchemes mitzvah.
Rabbi Yehuda says no. When do they go back b'mulchemes mitzvah? Avu mulchemes chova hakol yotzim afilu chosin mechedro v'kala mechuposa. So what, we'll see that there's no really argument over here. What one calls mitzvah, the other one calls rishus, and what one calls chova, the other one calls mitzvah. Rashi. Av mulchemes mitzvah, kagon kibush Eretz Yisrael, bimei Yoshua, hakol yotzim. The mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yoshua, mashu from Rashi, that mitzvah is only in the time of Yoshua. Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's a mitzvah today to conquer Eretz Yisrael, or just the opposite, since we're not allowed to leave Golas en masse, so there's no mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael, b'zman hazeh. Only in the time of Yeshua there was a mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And then, what's it called? Everybody goes out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meforish Bigmar. Okay. My Iko Ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Iki Binayu Aveir Durabonan. Right, the Rabbi Yossi says you have to have an Isra Doraisa. You married a Kohen Gadol married an Almon, or a Kohen married a Grusha, or a Chalutza is an Isra Doraisa. Right, really, a Chalutza is only an Isra Durabon, and Chalutza is always mentioned just Agav. But it has to be an Isra Doraisa. And what's it called? Rabbi Yossi Glili holds it could even be an Isra Durabonan. Keman Az Lohadetanya, so who does this Braisa go like? Soch Ben Tfila Letfila. If you spoke between putting on your tefillin shel yad and your tefillin shel rosh, it's an avera. You can't be matzik between them. And that's enough of an avera to make you go back, because you should be afraid that maybe you'll be killed because of that avera. That goes like Rabbi Yossi Aglili to any avera, even an avera d'rabbanan. It's obviously not an avera d'oraisa. Rashi. Avera de Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Afilu over al Divrei Sofrim Choser. Rabbi Yossi, Achi Yavra al Dvar Torah, Dumya de Almon Lekoin Godel, Okagon Shanisa de Ika Isser. Soch Bein, and it's talking where he actually consummated the marriage, because the Isser is not just marrying her. Soch Bein Tfilin L'Tfila, Bein Hanochas Tfilin Shal Yad L'Tfilin Shal Rosh, Soch Shiper, he talked, between the Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh, Averi Biyado, Im Lo Chozer Biro. So Rashi learns, the Isser is not talking. But if you talked and you didn't make a new bracha on the, what's it called, the Shal Rosh, then you're over an Avera. But if you did make a bracha on the Shal Rosh, right, then you're not over any Avera. Tohachi Amrina ben Menachos, Soch Mevorach Shtayim, Lo Soch Mevorach Achas. And there's a machlokas, we've shown them what that means. One shita is that you never make two brachas on tefillin. You only make one bracha. Alohaniach tefillin. And that helps for the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. But if you talk clean, then you have to make a bracha on the Shal Rosh. Says Rashi, that if you talked in between and you didn't make a bracha on the Shal Rosh, then you're over an Avera. But if you talked and you made the bracha, there's no Isser in talking, necessarily. Right? The other shita is, that we hold, that you always make two brachas, one on the Shal Yad and one on the Shal Rosh. But if you talk between, then you have to make two brachas on the Shal Rosh. You make Lahaniach and Al Mitzvah's Tefillin on the Shal Rosh, if you talked between the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. In other words, the bracha of the Shal Yad goes on the Shal Rosh, but you also have another bracha for the Shal Rosh itself. But if you talk, then the bracha of the Shal Yad is bottled for the Shal Rosh, and you have to make another Lahaniach and an Al Mitzvah's on the Shal Rosh. Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan, who's the author of this brisa? Shoma Kol, Kronos, the Hirsia, Hagophus Trisin, the Hirsia. The guy heard already them blowing the horns, bugles in the battle. And what's it called? And he got scared. Or he heard they were banging their shields. And he got scared. The Hirsia, Tzachtzachu Charovos, Umayim Shosin Lo Abirkov. And then he heard, what's it called? They were sharpening their swords. And he started to lose control of himself, and he made in his pants. Choser. He also goes home. Okay? He changes pants. So he goes home to what's it called? He's scared. So he can go out of the battle. Kaman, Lema Rabbi Akiva, Hivalo Rabbi Yosef Lili. Maybe it's only like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosef Lili holds Dafka if he's afraid of Averis, not if he's afraid of the battle, right? Baha Afilo Rabbi Yosef Lili Moda. No, Rabbi Yosef Glili also says the Pashup Pshat is also Pshat. You can be afraid, stop. But even if you're only afraid because you have Averis, that also. Mishum Dechsiv, Velo Yimash is Levav Echov Kilavav, it says Beferish. He shouldn't make other people scared like he is and melt their hearts. So a coward should go home because you're going to influence other people. So everybody agrees that if he's a coward, he goes home. The Shal Nishayla is, what if he's not a coward, but he's afraid that maybe he'll be killed because of Averis? That's the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rashi. Maim Shosin al-Birkov, Meiraglai Machmas Yira. V'hoya kechalos ha-shotrim, haim mitnei she-tchilas nisa nefila, mitnei she-tchilas nefila nisa niboyale. Should have said, the beginning of defeat is retreat. Not the beginning of retreating is defeating. Aim of nation skills and economy, that's what it should say. Vamedvar Mur Muhammad Sarishus. Om Rab Yochan Rishus the Rabbonon Zuhi Rab Yehuda. Mitzvah the Rabbonon Zuhi Chova the Rab Yehuda. Right? They're saying the same thing. We'll see one second what the Nafkamina is. Rabbi Yehuda calls, the Chachomim call Milchemes, what's it called, Yoshua a mitzvah. And the other Muhammad is Rishus. And Rabbi Yehuda calls what they call Rishus a mitzvah, and what they call a mitzvah chova. Right? Omar Rava, Milchemes Yoshua lichbosh divrei akol chova. Milchama of Yoshua to conquer Eretz Israel, everybody holds as a chova. Milchemes beis David l'revacha divrei akol Rishus. When they go out stam to add a territory to Eretz Israel, there's no danger. They're not fighting anybody because there's a danger or whatever. Just on, they want to make a offensive war. That everybody holds a rishus. Ki plige lemute ovdi kochavim to leisi alayu. Where they're making a defensive war where they haven't yet been attacked. And they're making a what's it called? Preemptive right strike. Mar korle mitzvah. Mar korle rishus. One calls that a mitzvah and one calls that a rishus. What's a nafkamina if it's a mitzvah rishus? Are you potter from other mitzvahs if you go out into that battle? If it's a rishos, you're not potter from other mitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah, you osik the mitzvahs, potter min a mitzvah. The cause of defeat is retreat. Now you can't say the beginning of retreating is defeat. It doesn't make sense. There's no beginning of retreating. If you're retreating, you're not retreating. Rishus Rabbanan Zuhi Mitzvah the Rabbi Yehuda Uva Oso Milchama Sha'amru Chachamim Shehi Rishus The Ein Chosin Yotzeva Omar Nomi Rabbi Yehuda The Ein Chosin Yotzeva. He also agrees. Elish Rabbi Yehuda Kori also mitzvah. He calls that a mitzvah, not a chova. The Nafkamina the Potro Mishar Mitzvahs Ba'odo Asukva Kin Meforesh Rava Vazel. Nafkamina is it at least a mitzvah that you're potter from other mitzvahs if you're Osik? Mitzvah the Rabbanan, the Omru Boha called Yotzim. Omar Nomi Rabbi Yehuda called Yotzim, Ella the Kori Lechova. Velom Midi Ashmin, and Boha, Ella Kula Mishum Mitzvah Rishus Noctu Pluxayu. There's no argument in the actual who goes and who doesn't go. Everybody agrees that Milchemes Yoshua, everybody goes. Everybody agrees that if it's just a war for adding territory, then everybody goes back. The people go back. And if it, the Machlokis is only what you call it. Since they call the territory one Rishus, they call the other one a mitzvah. Even though it's a chova. It's only important to go one step up. So this is Rishus, this is mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda the Kori the Kamaisa mitzvah lashmin and the osik b'potter min a mitzvah v'hutzrich lahalos azu mala achas lomer avo bezua kol yosin hilka kori chova. Rabbi Yehuda wants to tell me that it's a mitzvah at least that you're potter from other mitzvahs, so he has to put the other one up one level to call it a chova. Omar Rava milsed Rabbi Yochanan miforish v'ozul the kamer lahada omar Rabbi Yochanan difligu rabbanav Rabbi Yehuda the achas hamilchamos bekriyas Hashem, what's it called? The mitzvah rechova, nafgalon minei leinyan osik b'mitzvah, the lamar chova lamar rishus uparech lanami rova may minei ifligu. What exactly is the machlokis? Milchemes Yoshua de lichbosh b'hal lekalaman de kari rishus. That for sure. That filu chova nami isa. Va'osik b'potter. Everybody agrees you potter from other mitzvahs if you're osik in the milchama of kibush Eretz Yisrael. Rabbanan who delo ichbes lo lekros a chova. This is that the Rabbanan didn't have to call it a chova. The daim lekros a mitzvah, it's a rishos. Since they call the other one rishos, it's enough to call it a mitzvah. Ein onu tzrichim ela limtzo bo maila achas u mitzvah legabi rishos maila hi. U mechemes beis David shenilchem ba aram tzova lahosif al Eretz Yisrael, just adding territory. U b'shar svivoseha lahalos lo mincha umas oved. They want to just make tributaries of places that they conquer. That's not a mitzvah. It's not a chova. It's a rishos. Divrei hakol rishos. V'afilu Rabbi Yehuda lahol no mitzvah korele. Even Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't call this a mitzvah. V'osik bo eino potter min a mitzvah. If you're involved in that war, you're not potter from other mitzvahs. Ki pligei Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanu b'mitzvah rishos. Where do they argue? De lamar potter min a mitzvah. Lamar chayev. Preemptive strike. There, the Chachamim hold that's only a Rishos, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a mitzvah. Nafkamina is, if you're osik in that, are you potter from other mitzvahs? Okay, Hadron lech Meshum Bechama, Hadron lech Meshum Bechama, Hadron lech Meshum Bechama. The next few Amudim are extremely long, so we're probably going to learn only a portion of the Amud every day.